Through these different incidents or different sparks of unrest, we have to remember that, and also thinking about issues of police misconduct, you also have to think about vigilante violence. So the start of, you know, the civil rights movement offshooted because of the Emmett Till case, in which, you know, you have a young man who is alleged to have whistled at a white woman, and he is killed by white racists because of it. So this sparks an ongoing interest that becomes a national concern that black civil rights leaders, in the culmination of Martin Luther King, comes to fruition in terms of thinking about this issue of civil unrest. So we can't remember that in terms of the national consciousness that is being presented. And so throughout history, there's also been a national consciousness on issues of police brutality. So the same issue that I brought up with the Harlem Bedford-Stuyvesant riots, it was asked of Martin Luther King to speak to the rioters and protesters about these particular issues. We get to later in our history, in the 80s and 90s, thinking about the Rodney King, after the Rodney King verdict, and what happens there. So you have in San Francisco, California, and in Oakland, protesters that march across the Bay Bridge that, you know, are in issue, take issue with the verdict, but also take issues with the stance of police brutality. So there has been instances of national consciousness that have been presented.